This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Rescue workers scoured through debris in the U.S. state of Kentucky on Sunday as hopes of finding survivors dwindled after tornadoes tore through the U.S. Midwest and the South on Friday night, killing people in at least five states. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said one tornado tore across more than 300 kilometers of land, almost all of that in Kentucky. Some 300 members of the National Guard have been deployed to help victims. The governor said at least 80 people in his state are confirmed dead. He said the death toll is expected to exceed 100. Beshear said the tornadoes were the most destructive in the Kentucky history. On Sunday, he said he's asked the federal government to declare a major federal disaster. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa is receiving treatment for mild COVID-19 symptoms after testing positive on Sunday. This according to the Office of the South African Presidency. He's delegated all responsibilities to Deputy President David Mabuza for the next week and is self-isolating in Cape Town. The statement said Ramaphosa, who is fully vaccinated, started feeling unwell earlier Sunday after leaving a memorial service in honor of former President F.W. de Klerk, who died in November. Ramaphosa said in the statement that his infection should serve as a caution to all South Africans to get vaccinated and remain vigilant against exposure. South Africa, where scientists have identified the new Omicron variant, has recently entered its fourth wave of the pandemic. Just over 25% of the country has been fully vaccinated, according to CNN. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Three people were killed and six are still missing in Italy after a gas explosion late on Saturday caused several residential buildings in the Sicilian town of Ravenusa to collapse, this according to Italian authorities on Sunday. Two apartment blocks in the town of 11,000 people were completely destroyed and several other buildings had partially collapsed in the blast. Firemen were still searching the site for survivors. The captain of the local fire brigade said Sunday that two people were found alive under the rubble and six people were missing. A spokesman for Italy's civil protection said three people had been killed. Earlier, the disaster agency said four people had been killed in the blast. Haitian President Jovenel Moïse was compiling a list of officials and businessmen linked to the drug trade before he was assassinated in July, this according to a report in the New York Times on Sunday. The report added that Moïse planned to give the names to the U.S. government. Moïse was murdered in a late-night raid on his home by a group of armed men that included former Colombian soldiers. Haitian authorities have arrested 45 people but have not yet charged anyone with the crime. Some of those who were captured confessed retrieving the list with the names of suspected drug traffickers was a top priority. That, again, according to the New York Times, which cited three senior Haitian officials with knowledge of the investigation. The Times wrote the document was part of a broader series of clashes Mr. Moïse had with powerful political and business figures, some of whom were suspected of narcotics and arms trafficking. Rebellious Tigrayan forces have recaptured the Ethiopian town of Lalibela, according to witnesses who spoke to Reuters news agency Sunday. The news came less than 2 weeks after the military and its allies took control of the town as part of a broader offensive that pushed back Tigrayan forces on multiple fronts. Lalibela is famed for its churches carved from rock. It's been designated a UN World Heritage Site. Neither the Ethiopian military nor TPLF forces responded to Reuters' requests for comment. One of the witnesses who spoke to Reuters said that Amhara forces, who were allied with the Ethiopian government, began leaving Lalibela on Saturday night. And Mexico's musical legend Vicente Fernandez has died. The king of ranchera music died in a hospital in Guadalajara in his native state of Jalisco. On Sunday, he was 81 years old. He died the same day as Mexico celebrates the Feast of the Virgin of Guadalupe. For Mexicans and Mexican Americans, this is a date that holds special significance. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.